The issues and challenges as the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is implemented over the next few years. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Orth is a principal at New Current Water and Land, based in Fresno, a consulting firm related to SGMA.
State Water Resources Control Board management of certain sub-basins is inevitable.
And this could certainly affect many nut growers.
There are going to be some examples made. I cannot tell you where they are, but I think we just know intuitively that the agencies are going to come out and find some plans deficient.
It could get very serious fast.
I think it's important to recognize that at least today, the state board is on record of saying if we have to step in and manage, we're not going to be real creative. We're going to force a quick reduction to sustainable yield.
And that could mean pumping curtailment for water for trees.
Don't know what quick means.
And the California Water Resources Control Board will start charging fees
for management of your groundwater basin until you local agencies figure out a better alternative.
Orth comments on pending lawsuits regarding SGMA.
Since day one, the question about SGMA was, can we avoid litigation? Can we avoid adjudication and the long, lengthy, drawn-out, uncertain pathway that adjudications create? But what are we replacing the litigation pathway with? Because clearly there are lots of things within SGMA that can be litigated. We are already seeing legal actions.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.